coming up, new thinking on adolescence, when it begins, when it ends, and what it means for the brain.
But first, oil prices started today at a five-year low, trading below $70 a barrel. This comes just days after the world oil cartel OPEC decided against cutting production to try to boost the price. While consumers see the benefits at the pump, the world's oil producers are facing economic pressure. Here to sort out what it all means is Phil Flynn. He's an energy market analyst with Price Futures Group. Phil, welcome back, and tell us first off the big picture. How much of a drop in the price of oil are we seeing, and how fast are we seeing it?
Well, we have seen one of the biggest dramatic drops since the economic crisis in 2008. You know, if people remember back then, you know, prices were at $147 a barrel. Then the bottom fell out, and we fell to the $30 area. Once again, here a few months ago, the price of oil was at $106 a barrel. Now we're pushing down towards $60 a barrel. So it's an incredible drop and could go a lot further.
Okay, and against that backdrop, we're seeing OPEC, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, deciding not to cut production. Presumably, if they cut production, demand would rise, and so would the price of oil. And they're kind of in the business of making money on oil, so why wouldn't they cut production?
Well, essentially, they are trying to drive down the price of oil to challenge this new rise in U.S. production. Shale oil has shocked the OPEC cartel.
This is American shale you're talking about. That's a huge part of the price of this oil drama.
It really is, because what has happened is that the U.S. is on their way to be oil independent, you know, maybe by the year 2030. And OPEC has been standing idly by because they didn't think it was sustainable. Now they're desperate to maintain market share, and the only way that they think that they can do that is to, you know, knock the U.S. producer down a peg or two.
Is it working?
It's too early to say. I mean, there's going to be some U.S. producers that are going to feel stress at these prices, but the International Energy Agency believes it would take a price of oil below $42 a barrel to knock out the U.S. shale producer for good. And at the end of the day, I don't think there's many OPEC countries that can sustain a price of oil below $42 for too long a period of time.
There are ripple effects all around the world, in fact, of the low oil prices. I mean, we may be happy at the pump, but then when we talk about, for instance, Russia and parts of Africa, the Middle East and South America, there is a lot of pain that's being caused by this, or at least a lot of upset. Can you take us around the map?
Well, let's take a look at Russia, for example. I mean, Russia has already been feeling the pain of lower energy prices because of sanctions that have been put on them by Europe and the United States. Now you add to that OPEC flooding the market with oil. Their economy is in desperate shapes, and with oil prices below $70 a barrel, Russia's going to have a difficult time keeping the people who are very happy with Putin right now still happy with him. So it's going to be a real challenge.
Right, with the ruble hitting a record low on Friday. How about in parts of Africa?
Well, obviously, what we're seeing in Nigeria, you know, right now they've had a lot of trouble with the Islamic insurgency. Boko Haram, of course, has been a big threat. You know, a low oil price is going to really hurt the stability in that country. One of the major customers for Nigerian oil in the past has been the United States, but because of our production, we're not buying that much. So that's really hurting that country right now.
And then we move to Iran and also Venezuela, where things are in an increasing state of upset, it seems.
We really are. I mean, Venezuela, of course, has been in trouble for some time because there's been unrest in Venezuela even before prices fell down. So they're really in desperate shape. Iran, of course, you know, has been back and forth on this issue of whether they should challenge a U.S. producer. Overnight, the Iranian oil minister is now having second thoughts about going along with Saudi Arabia, saying that perhaps, you know, shock therapy, as he called it, isn't the best way to rise up to the challenge of the U.S. energy producer.
Phil, one final question. That's about the U.S. and bringing it back home to American consumers. It's a time of holidays when a lot of people are going to be taking to the roads. What's the impact here?
Well, I think in the short term, it's good news. I mean, the consumers are going to have more money in their pockets. They're going to feel rich. You know, the sad part about it is that energy prices were coming down anyway. And it's a good thing if they come down for the right reason. You know, U.S. production rising, the U.S. becoming more competitive. It's not a good thing when you get countries banding together, you know, to try to bury a producer. It does more damage than just to the U.S. producer. It can damage the global economy.
All right. Phil Flynn, energy market analyst with Price Futures Group. Nice to speak to you again, Phil. Thanks.
Thank you.